This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for November 25th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinsham. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics covered in this podcast are oncology, the skull base, and vascular disorders. Ganglion cyst of the temporomandibular joint with intracranial extension in a patient presenting with seventh cranial nerve palsy. A case report by Michael Mummert and colleagues. A temporomandibular joint ganglion cyst occurring with acute facial nerve palsy and intracranial extension has not been previously reported. The authors describe the case of a patient with bilateral ganglion cysts of the temporomandibular joint, or TMJ, with unilateral intracranial extension, in whom facial nerve palsy was the initial presenting symptom. A left middle fossa craniotomy was done intra and extradurally in cooperation with the otolaryngology team. The lesion was found to have transdural extension. Exploration involved the capsule of the TMJ with partial joint and condylar resection, as well as the middle cranial fossa osteotomy to expose the facial nerve. Histological evaluation showed a collagenous wall with absence of the synovial cell layer on the luminal surface, supporting the diagnosis of ganglion cyst of the TMJ. This case establishes facial nerve palsy and intracranial extension as a possible complication of ganglion cysts arising from the TMJ. The authors conclude that ganglion cysts of the TMJ should now also be considered in the differential diagnosis for patients who harbor middle fossa lesions adjacent to the TMJ, even when they present with facial nerve paralysis. Do statins reduce the risk of aneurysm development? A case-control study. A clinical article by Serge Marbaché and co-authors. The adjuvant therapeutic effects of statins have been shown to suppress intracranial aneurysm formation and progression in animal models. In the present article, the authors investigate the effect of statins on the incidence of intracranial aneurysms in humans, specifically whether statin intake is associated with a risk reduction for intracranial aneurysm formation. This was a single-center case-control study that included consecutive patients older than 18 years of age. Cases were defined as patients with an initial diagnosis of intracranial aneurysm. For each one case, three controls were randomly selected and matched by the year of birth, sex, and index year. Cumulative use of statins was defined as users or non-users. Length of time a patient received statins was also evaluated. Overall, the study population included 300 cases and 900 controls. There was no relationship found between the incidence of intracranial aneurysms and statin treatment or the duration of statin intake. Although no definitive conclusions could be made on the effect of individual statins or dose or duration of intake on intracranial aneurysm formation, the authors conclude that the results of this study do not support the promising experimental findings of statins in the prevention of intracranial aneurysm formation in humans. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.